Logistics service providers. Since the 1980s, there has been a trend toward using outside companies to handle warehousing, shipping, and other logistics responsibilities. This outsourcing of some or all logistics operations is especially common among larger companies, such as 3M. The most compelling reason to let another party take over logistics functions is the decision to focus on core competencies. There are many logistics ownership models. In a 1PL, the organization is not outsourcing logistics. The organization owns and operates its own fleets. In a 2PL, the organization does all of the route planning itself, but outsources vehicle ownership, operation, and maintenance to a third party. The two types of outside logistics companies we'll look at here in more detail are third-party logistics providers, 3PLs, and fourth-party logistics providers, 4PLs. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, in a third-party logistics, 3PL arrangement, a buyer and supplier team with a third party that provides product delivery services. This third party may provide added supply chain expertise. Fourth-party logistics, 4PL, is described in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Fourth-party logistics, 4PL, differs from third-party logistics in the following ways. 1. The 4PL organization is often a separate entity formed by a joint venture or other long-term contract between a client and one or more partners. 2. The 4PL organization is an interface between the client and multiple logistics services providers. 3. Ideally, all aspects of the client's supply chain are managed by the 4PL organization. And 4. It is possible for a major 3PL organization to form a 4PL organization within its existing structure. Early versions of logistics outsourcing involved transactional relationships with third parties offering single services, trucking from Ryder, shipping from the United States Post Office, USPS, or UPS, overnight air from FedEx. One traditional type of outsourcing has been the use of the government postal services to deliver business mail and small parcels. The recent trend in 3PL arrangements, however, is toward long-term contractual relationships with providers of integrated services, such as transportation plus storage. The 4PL setup extends that trend by removing all logistics functions from the client company and putting them under integrated management by a general contractor. How 3PLs and 4PLs are related. References to logistics outsourcing commonly use the term 3PL to cover all types. Technically, there is a distinction. In a 3PL arrangement, the third party takes over some or all logistics functions and performs them itself. A 3PL may be a specialized provider that focuses, for instance, on air or over-the-road transport or warehousing. It may also be a multipurpose logistics provider capable of taking over the entire logistics function. In a 4PL arrangement, a logistics specialist takes over the entire logistics operation and subcontracts some or all specific functions. In the role of general contractor, the fourth-party provider hires out the various logistics services and coordinates the efforts of the subcontractors on the client's behalf. Sometimes this is still called third-party logistics, but the presence of subcontractors makes this in reality a fourth-party setup. Typically, the 4PL charges a fee for its service, not a markup. Advantages/disadvantages of 3PLs and 4PLs. Using third-party contractors to carry out some or all logistics functions can provide the following benefits. Improve business focus. Outsourcing logistics functions allows both the company and its contractor to focus on what they do best. More current logistics technology. Contract logistics providers are generally able to stay current with technology. Contractors may be quicker to incorporate new software and better able to upgrade to the hardware necessary to run it well. The client company, on the other hand, may have to spread its software and hardware budgets over several functional units in addition to logistics. Greater technological flexibility. The third-party logistics provider is better positioned to adapt to different technologies used by the company's clients. This potentially expands the company's customer base at a reduced cost. More efficient warehousing for rapid replenishment. Rapid replenishment may require more warehouses in regions that are closer to clients. Using the 3PL's warehouses is cheaper than building or acquiring the company's own, specifically because in a 3PL warehouse, there is only a cost for the space occupied by your product. The 3PL, if it uses warehouses for multiple clients, can generate economies of scale, improve service to customers. Third-party providers may be better able to offer a variety of services to the company's customers, more workforce and resource flexibility. It's quicker and simpler to hire a contract specialist for a new function or to drop a contractor when business shifts to a new market than to hire and lay off internal workers. Benefits of the 4PL arrangement include the following. Improved business focus. Contracting out the entire logistics function frees up the company to focus on its core business. Higher quality logistics operations, or reduced costs, or both. The 4PL's special competence in managing logistics should result in lower cost, higher quality service with less damage and fewer delays. As a logistics specialist, the 4PL can find the best subcontractors for each function and can design an efficient overall process. Greater business flexibility. Having a highly competent provider in charge of logistics gives a company the ability to adapt its warehousing, transportation, and packaging needs more rapidly to new market strategies or new products. The provider can renegotiate with current subcontractors or replace them with providers that have the capacities, skills, locations, or other features appropriate for the new venture. Realizing the benefits of third-party logistics may create some risks, loss of control. It may be more difficult to develop a comprehensive logistics strategy when the company has given control of some aspect of the system to a contractor. Potential for inefficiency. A 3PL that takes over logistics functions for which the company was doing a good job may actually perform worse in that area. Turning over logistics to a 4PL involves the following risks: loss of direct control over the logistics process and all specific functions. Potential for less effective or more costly operations if the 4PL writes biased contracts rather than seeking out the most efficient suppliers. Logistics outsourcing may put the contractor into direct communication with the company's customers, and this entails risks. The 3PL employee or 4PL subcontractor becomes a representative of the client company, which may be judged by the contractor's behavior. A 3PL may contract with a client's competitors, raising the risk that confidential information may pass through the contractor to the competitor. Outsourcing considerations. Before outsourcing logistics to a third or fourth party provider, a company should ask itself the following questions. What are our current costs? When evaluating bids from potential third or fourth party logistics providers, a company needs to know what the functions in question currently cost. It also needs to take into account potential savings in time plus improved quality of service to customers. There's no point in paying more than current costs unless the arrangement will provide other benefits. And there's no point in saving money on logistics if the contractor increases delivery errors or otherwise alienates your customers. What customer skills does the contractor possess? Has the bidder researched your needs and company culture? If not, how likely is it to do the background work necessary to provide high-quality service to you and to your customers? Is the company reliable? What do its other customers have to say about it? Be sure to use credible references. What are the contractor's special strengths? Many contractors began as providers in one area, such as trucking, mail delivery, or warehousing, and added other logistics competencies as they grew. UPS, for instance, is now a fully integrated transportation company and a logistics consultant, but in the beginning it was a single-purpose company. The shipper needs to evaluate the match between its needs and the contractor's competencies. Will the contractor hire the most qualified partners, if necessary? Especially when considering a 4PL, a company should evaluate the contractor's ability to subcontract effectively. Some contractors are biased toward their own divisions or favored subcontractors, even if those aren't the best qualified options. Contract considerations. Once a 3PL or 4PL has been selected, it is important to develop a mutually beneficial contract to ensure that the relationship can be successful. Achieving long-term benefits for both parties requires both parties to identify what the end result will look like, as well as how the parties will get there. Many 3PL or 4PL relationships have poor initial startup periods that can cause the relationship to fail or falter and thus harm the long-term relationship. So an important contract consideration is to specify what each party will do to ensure that the first 6 to 12 months of the relationship go smoothly. This difficult period will require commitments of time and energy from both parties, as well as formal specification of shared risks and rewards. On the communications front, contracts can promote regular communications in both directions, for example, forwarding customer feedback to the 3PL. From a monitoring and controlling standpoint, it is important to carefully select the performance metrics to be used to assess the success of the relationship. These metrics need to address strategic priorities such as level of customer service. Specific rules that should be included in contracts include confidentiality clauses, subcontractor clauses, clauses for remedies, and escape clauses. Since 3PLs or 4PLs are working so closely with your suppliers and customers and likely have direct access to organizational data, confidentiality clauses need to be robust. Subcontractor clauses help set subcontractor quality and other selection criteria, which is especially important when working with 4PLs since you are ceding control. From a remedy standpoint, a specific process for correcting variances from performance targets needs to be laid out in advance and agreed to by both parties. These clauses need to specify the use of arbitration to avoid costly court settlements. Escape clauses provide both parties with the specific allowed reasons for and methods of ending the relationship.